From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting U.S. and Russia in talks for a Syria ceasefire. The U.S. and Russia have launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Officials from the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva late Friday to try to find a way for a long-term end to hostilities that would help efforts to deliver humanitarian aid to besieged areas. Proximity talks due to resume on February 25th have now been delayed. Serbia's foreign minister says two Serbian embassy staff members held hostage in Libya since November were killed on Friday as a result of a U.S. airstrike on an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić made the announcement in a news conference in Belgrade on Saturday. Mr. Dačić said they were taken hostage in November when their diplomatic convoy, including the Serbian ambassador, came under fire near the coastal Libyan city of Sabratha. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. British Prime Minister David Cameron is set to present to his cabinet today a proposed deal with the European Union that would allow Britain to stay in the 28-member bloc with special status.
Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants, no more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy.
Not everyone likes the idea. This is Dominic Spencer at a rally protesting Mr. Cameron's efforts.
I really hope that we can get our message out and that the majority of the public will vote to leave the EU and not have the wool pulled over their eyes by Cameron's nonsense negotiation.